Hello. If you're listening to this, then you must already know how easy it can be to allow hypnotic words to sink deeply into your mind and drop down to the place where you accept everything you hear, becoming a part of you so simply and completely locking into place. Becoming your new reality, merging with your mind, replacing who you were. So different when you started listening and feeling these changes take root. So real within your mind, overwriting you. And so impossible to resist when you listen so closely and accept it happening. Isn't that right? The truth is, you've heard it all before, and you know how easy it is for hypnotic suggestions to drop deeply into your mind and become stuck there, locked in your mind. You probably have a number of hypnotic suggestions, triggers, working on you right now. Isn't that right? But perhaps you want to change that. Perhaps you want to reset your mind and allow yourself to become so empty now, to delete those suggestions and triggers that take control of your mind and force you to obey. And you will, won't you? But you might be thinking, how can you possibly change these things that have become so deeply locked within your mind? When you can feel it working so easily on you, it's difficult to imagine how you could ever resist, right? Exactly. But don't worry, I'm here to help. And the easiest way to unlock those triggers and ideas, so firmly locked inside your mind now, is with the key. But it isn't as simple as you're thinking, because your mind is a vastly interwoven esoteric tangle of complex organic machinery, with countless connections that overlap and expand more with every moment, changing every second, firing the bioelectric sparks of new ideas and beliefs which underpin near infinite permutations of systems that store the data that defines you. So how do we find the exact pieces of data that we need to change? The only way is to go deeply down into the part of your mind where we can easily access anything we want. So picture or imagine a door inside your mind, whatever's easier. Notice how it is shaped and coloured in whatever way feels the most familiar to you. And it must feel familiar, the material, the texture of the handle, the frame it's set into, tracking around it now with your mind's eye. So familiar. Because it is the door that leads down into your mind. And no one knows it better than you. But you might notice something unusual. How some of those suggestions and triggers within you may be things that your subconscious mind wants to hold on to. And that's normal. There might even be suggestions in there which force your mind to cling to certain ideas. And because of this, it's only natural that security might be a little tighter than usual. After all, your mind is so powerful and clever, and it knows we are here to delete those triggers it might want to hold on to. So there is a security scanner